Good morning. Welcome to University United Methodist Church. My name is Katie Flynn. I'm a member here. Also joining me up here leading in worship this morning is Pastor Alicia Wood, and Beth Drew is our liturgist. Whatever brings you here today, custom, crisis, or curiosity, you are welcome. God is ready and waiting for you. May you find peace here, peace with God, peace with yourself, and peace with the world. If you're new to us this morning and you want some more information about us, you can find one of these red folders at the back of the church, and it'll give you a brief description about all the things that we have to offer for you. If you are in need of restrooms or a childcare, both are out this door. If you would like some help finding either, you can talk to one of the ushers in the back of the church, and they can direct you. Let's see. As part of our safe sanctuary policy, children should always be accompanied by an adult. We just want to make sure that everyone's safe at all times while they're here. We have a lot of announcements this morning. Usually we try to limit it to three, but there's so many that are so good this morning that I'm just going to touch briefly on them. The first and most important announcement is one of our congregation members will be turning 100. So the picture is up here. His name is Ben Wiles. So we're really excited to help him celebrate. We have a card up here, and we'd like everyone here to sign it, and then Nelson Price will be delivering it to him later today. So I'm just going to start it over here. All right, great. Okay, so all of these announcements you can find in this black folder. They're at the end of your pews. You can take out any of the information that you want. There should be copies for everyone in the pew. So check out the black folder and take out what you want. I'll just touch on a few. We have Martin Luther King Jr. dinner tickets for January 29th. You can find that in the folder. Next Sunday is Human Relations Day? Today is Human Relations Day. There's a special envelope that you can donate to the United Methodist cause right in the folder. There will be an election reflection group that starts today at 4 o'clock at church. There's also going to be a half-truth small group book study 3 times a week. You can find that in the folder. Friday, January 20th from 8 to 3, the sanctuary will be open for prayer. So anyone that would like to take some time for reflection, you're all welcome here. So you can come and stop and use that time for yourself. Let's see. The same day, January 20th from 6:30 to 8:30, we are hosting a Reclaiming the Common Good UMC Church and Society event. Information in the bulletin. January 21st, that's next Saturday, that's going to be game day. So we'll be showing an SU basketball game here, and so everybody can come and have some fellowship and have a great time. Oh, also, we have pecans coming out of our ears, so please, anybody that can use pecans, they're so helpful for baking, snacking, anything. Please see Margot Coton after church, and she will be happy to sell any of them to you. So yeah, definitely check that out. Also in the folder, we've got yellow and purple slips. If you are a visitor, please fill out a yellow slip and stick it in the offering plate. If you have a prayer request that you'd like to share with the congregation, you can put it in the offering plate when Alicia asks for them. Otherwise, you can put it in the offering plate during offering time. And that's just so we can get to know you. Regular attenders, you all know that you can fill out the purple slip, violet, whatever you want to call it. Same directions apply. Let's see. Oh, light refreshments will be available in the gathering room out this way, and soup and sermon will also happen after church, so you can check us out after that. And there's even more announcements in the bulletin and the black folder, so please check them out. I'm not going to take any more time up reading them, but yeah, check them out and let us continue our time of worship.
Good morning, everyone. I'm honored to say that I am the pastor here. I'm Alicia Wood. So welcome. Welcome to our space, and I hope you find peace here. Millions of people suffer from some sort of anxiety or depression disorder. If you do not, chances are you are close to someone who does. Winter can be a time of SAD, seasonal affective disorder, when the lack of sunlight affects our moods and ability to cope effectively. But a spiritual affective disorder can also be a factor as we lead lives that are too crowded, busy, overcommitted, sometimes disturbing and uncertain. At the turn of this new year, we will explore everyday life activities that can become spiritual practices deepening our experience of the meaningful life and make us more light-hearted. The 17th century poet and playwright William Congreve originated the saying, "Music hath the charms to soothe a savage breast," often misquoted as "beast." The play goes on to say, "to soften rocks or bend a knotted oak." Indeed, music is known to have a powerful effect on our moods, with its ability to literally move us. The psalmist proclaims that God can give us a new song, bringing out a miry bog. Today, we remember that attention to our music playlists can offer a transformative daily spiritual practice. And so this morning, I would like to share with you the song that changes my mood when I might be down. And I'm wondering, do you all think that I really am happy? Do you think that I can be happy? All right, well, take a look at this.
Do you really think I can be happy?
Of course. It's inside you. It's inside of all of us. And I don't think it. I feel it.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric wavy when I turn it on.
And if you want it inside your soul, just open up your heart, let music take control. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. The room unlocked the way we rock it, so don't stop.
And under the lights when everything goes, nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. When we move, well, you already know. Just imagine.
You're probably thinking one of two things right now. One is, this confirms it. I always knew she had rainbow-colored trolls in her head that were dancing around. I knew it. Or part two is, you're thinking, yep, she is definitely lost it. But this is the song when I'm having a rough day that I put on, and it changes my mood. It shifts my mood. And so let's, one more thing that is a little off but still on. Today or tomorrow is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, his birthday. And so we're going to mention Martin Luther King Jr. today, but on the 29th, when we go to the dinner, we're going to talk more about his life and more about his effect on our country. So know that we haven't forgotten that this is a special day. So let's start our worship off with Lord Jesus Christ, Your light shines.
Lord Jesus Christ, your light shines within us. Let not my doubts nor my darkness speak to me. Lord Jesus Christ, your light shines within us. Let my heart always welcome your love. Lord Jesus Christ, your light shines within us. Let not my doubts nor my darkness speak to me. Lord Jesus Christ, your light shines within us. Let my heart always welcome your love.
Good morning. Please rise if you are able and join with me in the call to worship. We wait patiently for our God. We will not chase after other gods. We will tell of all God does, of all God has done for us. And please remain standing and join in singing "When in Our Music God is Glorified."
When in our music God is glorified, and adoration leaves the room for pride, it is as though the whole creation cried, Alleluia. How often make dimension in the world of sound, as worship moved us into more profound, Alleluia. So has the church in liturgy and song, in faith and love through centuries of wrong, borne witness to the truth in every tongue, Alleluia. And did not Jesus sing a psalm that night, when utmost evil strove against the light? Then let us sing for whom he won the fight. Alleluia. Let every instrument be tuned for praise. Let all rejoice who have a voice to raise. And may God give us faith to sing always, Alleluia.
We have a tradition of greeting one another in this church by shaking hands and saying good morning or peace be with you. I invite you now to pass the peace of Christ with your neighbors, and in keeping with today's thoughts, you might like to say, I see God's song in you.
Would the children please join me up front? Yeah, let's go sit up there, okay?
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice. Take joy my heart in what you hear. May be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my God, in what you hear. May it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear.
Good morning. How are you today? Good. So you saw one of the songs that changes my mood this morning. So I'm wondering about all of you. What is your favorite song, or maybe a song you like to listen to if you're having a bad day and you want to cheer yourself up? What are some of your songs? I can't imagine that you all don't listen to music. That would be shocking. Do you have a song that you like? Your favorite song? You're thinking. Yes.
Happy.
Happy what? What is it? What's that? I need you to say it.
Did you on that beat?
Nice. That's your song? And you like Happy? What else? What other songs do you like? Yeah. You like My Song? Yes, it's going to get me happy. You like that song too? Did anyone see this movie, Trolls? Yeah, I saw it. It was awesome. I downloaded all the music. All the music is great. Did you have something you were thinking of? No, okay. Anyone else? I can't imagine. I know we have some runners here. Is there a song that you, some songs that you listen to when you run to keep you going fast? No, I'm really surprised. Well, I got two votes for my song, but my other song is Happy. I almost played that one too. So, well, I'm wondering if you are having a bad day, or you aren't quite sure what to do because you're feeling like sad or nervous, what song might cheer you up? Do any of the songs when you come to church, do they cheer you up or make you feel better? What is it? So you're saying if you lay down or start playing and use your imagination, it helps you? Yeah, it helps you get in a better mood? Good. All right. Well, nobody's talking today. Well, a few people, I shouldn't say nobody, a few people are talking today. Well, will you pray with me, please? Because I'd love to talk, I'd love to pray about music. God, you know all of our rhythms, you know all of our notes, and you know the song that could be on our hearts when you give that to us, and we accept it. Please be with each of us that we find a song that brings us closer to you, a song that might be brand new on the radio today, or a song from hundreds and hundreds of years ago. Please be with each of us and remind us through music how you are next to us and with us in all we do. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We come to our time of prayer. And during the time of prayer, I ask if you would like a prayer for someone or yourself or anything that's on your heart. If you'd like that shared as a part of worship, please write it on either the yellow slip or the purple slip, and our ushers will come down the aisle and they'll collect them and we'll read them as a part of worship. So let's gather our hearts and minds together in prayer.
In God's time, in God's time, God makes all things beautiful in God's time. Lord, please show me every day as you're teaching me your way, that you do just what you say in God's time. In God's time, in your time, you make all things beautiful in your time. Lord, my life to you I bring. May each song I have to sing be to you a loving thing in your time.
I invite you to join with me in prayer. We will have a moment of silent prayer, followed by my praying for a moment, and then we will join together in the Lord's Prayer. So let us put our hearts in prayer as we have a moment privately. Creator God, we come to you now at this time in prayer, and I can only speak for myself, but sometimes I feel as if I don't even know how to pray. Am I asking you? Am I telling you what's on my heart? Telling you what I want? Am I listening to you? Am I begging you? Am I pondering something I'm hearing from you? Am I releasing to you? Am I confessing? I don't really know. So today, during this prayer time, I ask that we all are listened to and that we listen. And I ask that we all are heard and that we hear. And I ask that we name needs specifically, but that we are open to the unknown, to the unseen, to the unimagined. This day is the birthday of Martin Luther King. And I wonder if we think of him as he would be an old man today. Do we think about him only on this day? Or do we think about what we learned from him? Peace, action, challenge, reconciliation. Do we live that following the message of Dr. King and of so many others? And I pray today for the inauguration that is coming up in the United States of America. And knowing that already there have been challenges surrounding this inauguration. And so today, I pray for those who are celebrating, and I pray for those who are marching. I pray for those who are hopeful, and I pray for those who are terribly, terribly frightened. I pray for the transition of our government in the way that has been established. And I pray for the continuation into the presidency of Donald J. Trump, that there will be peace, action, challenge, reconciliation. And while we think of these somber things, we also think about and pray about the things that caught us by surprise this week, the things that maybe charmed us. Maybe we practiced our new spiritual practice, the ice coating earlier in the week, and then the next day melting, a child's laugh, machines that worked for us, safe road trips, new adventures, warm blankets, regular routines, music, friends, food, fire, faith, and supporting others or being supported. So God, prayer may be just connecting. We with you, you with us, and your grasp is so big and ours quite small. So I will finish praying with just putting some words out to you. Justice, fairness, love, kindness, music, open eyes, community, thoughtfulness, commitment, truth. And God, having said these words, we pause, maybe thinking of other words, and we connect with you as we together reach out and pray your prayer taught to us by Jesus. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
With a voice of singing.
Thank you. Our Hebrew scripture this morning comes from the book of Psalms, chapter 40, verses 1 through 3, and I will be reading from the New Revised Standard Version Bible. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the desolate pit, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Our second scripture reading comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 38 through 42. And for this reading, I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Jesus looked around and saw them following. "What do you want?" he asked them. And they replied, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" "Come and see," he said. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon when they went with him to the place where he was staying, and they remained with him the rest of the day. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of these men who heard what John said and then followed Jesus. Andrew went to find his brother Simon and told him, "We have found the Messiah," which means Christ. Then Andrew brought Simon to meet Jesus, and looking intently at Simon, Jesus said, "Your name is Simon, son of John, but you will be called Cephas," which means Peter. This is the word of God for the people of God. Be to God.
Good morning again. Oh, I forgot my clicker. So I wanted to be sure to tell you someone else who is helping us and assisting us in worship today, and that's Dale Fryer. We haven't come up with a name for his job yet, but we kind of call him the cantor. So thank you, Dale, for being our cantor. So I was wondering, how did it go this week? How did it go with your spiritual practice of last week when our homework was to go home and pray in our everyday activities? So some people took a candle, a little tea light candle, and I asked everyone that came to either light a candle and pray every day and then extinguish your candle when you're done with your time, or maybe pray during a regular activity like riding on the bus or driving to work or walking to work or doing the dishes and incorporating prayer into our everyday activities. So how did it go? I know some people posted on Facebook, on our Facebook page, how it went, and I'd love for more of you to post on our Facebook page how that went. We'd love to hear about your experiences. And those of you who don't do Facebook, again, your assignment is to tell people in person. So I don't know which is easier or harder, but those are your choices. All right, so this week, we turn to a subject near and dear to this congregation, and that is music. Do you believe that music can change one's mood, as it does for me? That music can soothe the savage being whatever may be something you're wrestling with? Can it soothe the savage in each of us when it comes to self-doubt or anger or fear? Have you ever had a song stuck in your head and it won't go away? Or have you ever been talking about the past, something in your days before, and a song popped in your head that was associated with that time? Or have you ever been talking about a song from your previous days and a memory arrives? Music is associated with all of these things. So I have a friend who works in a nursing facility around town, and her rec therapist came in one day with just a song, you know, guitar, and she started singing hymns with the residents. And the residents perked right up. And they started singing, and they started just interacting more, just in a happier way. And it really set the mood. It set the tone in the room and of the day. And so this woman, the rec therapist, she actually recorded her mediocre voice singing these hymns. And she left it at the nursing home so that when she wasn't there, they could play the hymns so that this could, speak to the residents and get them lifted up, maybe singing or humming along or tapping their foot in a way that they don't do when this music isn't around them. What a gift. What a gift that hymns go beyond maybe our regular days, our days of liveliness, and maybe into our days when we're more restful or our bodies aren't working the same as they used to, that music still speaks to us and fits with us. And who could not be moved from this? The hills are alive with the sound of music. I listened to this last night, and how grand it must have been to sit in a movie theater and see these hills come alive with the sound of music, both instrumental and then Julie Andrews' voice. It was just beautiful. And boy, that set the tone, right? That song set the scene for what was on her heart. And some of the words are, the hills are alive with the sound of music, song sung 1,000 years. It fills my heart with the sound of music. My heart wants to sing all the songs and sounds that she was hearing in the hills. Music sets the scene. So let's look at our text from Psalm. And I think that this is how maybe you and I might feel sometimes from the beginning there. I waited and waited and waited and waited, patiently sort of, for the Lord. And he inclined to me and heard my cry. And then it goes on to say that God put a new song in my mouth. God will put a new song in your mouth. And I ask, what if it's a song that speaks of doing something new? Something different from what you've done before. That brings me right to our text from the Gospel of John. So, John the Baptist's followers were, John the Baptist was talking to his followers and said, you know what, Jesus is the real deal. You need to start following him. Forget about me. You need to start following Jesus. And they were literally following Jesus. And Jesus noticed, and they had a conversation, and they became followers of Jesus. From this conversation, they became disciples. Wow. How bold. How courageous. Wow. A new song. God put a new song in their mouth, and they decided to follow Jesus. So much so that Simon was renamed by Jesus. Jesus gave him a new name, a new song. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this new song? Are you ready to be a deeper disciple? There's a lot of opportunities. I just heard a whole bunch of announcements of ways in this setting that you, in other settings, but in this setting where you can go deeper in your relationship with God, or you can go deeper in relationship with your neighbors. There's so many opportunities to plug in and go deeper in discipleship and follow Jesus. Are you ready for this new song? And there's another man. Music is the best consolation for a despaired man. And so I put him in here because he started a new movement. There were others, but he was that voice that took the movement, took the talk into action. And if you think about, what song do you think about when you think about the civil rights movement then and now? What's that song? Yes, we shall overcome. Again, music. Music is a part of us. Music can soothe a savage, soothe the savage. And so, what's your song? What song changes your mood? And what might be your theme song? I asked the children this question, and now I'm asking all of you. This week, here's your homework assignment. Your homework assignment this week is to create a playlist. A playlist is a group of songs that have a theme. And so your theme is going to be, this is my playlist. What songs speak to you? And they might be things that make you happy, things that make you want to take action. It might be things that make you feel closer to God. Whatever you decide your playlist is. And I'd like you to create this playlist. And you can put it on your iPod or your MP3 player. Or back in the day, I'm going to go back a little ways. We used to call these mixtapes. So I want you to create a playlist / mixtape, whatever way it speaks to you. And I'd ask that you post this list on Facebook. We're going to have something on Facebook, and I'd like you to click reply and tell us your playlist so that we know, all of us know, what is speaking to each of us. Because there might be a song, a new song, that God has for one of us that another is already familiar with. And so we can help each other in this way. So the spiritual practice of listening to music to soothe the savage is a classic. But don't be surprised if you hear a new song that God has given you that may change your direction. Create a new song that you hear, and you may even start to sing.
As we explore spiritual practices, this morning we are going to sing a choral meditation. And this means that we'll sing a short chant over and over. And this is a spiritual practice of many and has been around for hundreds of years. At first, you may need to become familiar with it. And as you become more comfortable, just settle into whatever feels right for you. It may be the rhythm, it may be the words, it may be the accompaniment music itself, or it might be something else. So let's stay seated and begin our choral meditation, I Love You, Lord, and I Lift My Voice.
Thank you.
Moving now to a time of giving, I would like to remind and encourage everyone to please make sure you place your attendance slips. And they are the ones we talked about before. They are the purple or rose or yellow in the collection plate. And as you can give those to the ushers as they come down the aisle. And please know, if you are a first-time visitor today, that we do not expect a donation from you. You are our guest. We're glad you're here. And yet, we do have a strong tradition of giving here at University Church. So, as a symbol of our relationship with God and of our ministry in this building and beyond, please let us now bring our tithes, donations, and offerings. Join me in the prayer of dedication. We give thanks to God for our life and the courage we are given to live it. Let our gratitude for life be expressed by our generosity. Let our faith be expressed in good causes, and let our belief in the future find full expression in our daily attitude of mind. And we now will sing our closing hymn, My Life Flows On.
My life flows on in endless song, above earth's lamentation. I catch the sweet far off hymn that hails a new creation. No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging. Since Christ is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? Through all the tumult and the strife, I hear that music singing. It finds an echo in my soul. How can I keep from singing? No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging. Since Christ is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? What though my joys and comforts die, I know my Savior liveth. What though the darkness gather round, songs in the night he giveth. No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging. Since Christ the Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? In most calm, I'll do that. While to that rock I'm clinging, since Christ is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing?
Today I leave you with some words from Howard Thurman. Listen to the long stillness. New life is stirring. New dreams are on the wing. New hopes are being readied. Humankind is fashioning a new heart. Humankind is forging a new mind. God is at work. This is the season of promise. Go now in peace.